ஓம் நமஹ ஹரிஹ ஓம் கணானாந் த்வா கணபதிகும் ஹவாமஹே கவிம் கவீனாம் உபமஸ்ரவஸ்தமம் ஜ்யேஷ்டராஜம் ப்ரஹ்மணாம் சீதசாதனம் ஸ்ரீ மஹாகணாதிபதயே நமஹ சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஆத்மஸ்வரூப பிந்துகண. We were looking at the 11th verse in the last class. So we may say, Yadaksharam Veda Vido Vadanti Vishanti Yadyatayo Vetaragaha Yadichanto Brahmacharyam Charanti தத்தே பதம் சங்கிரஹேண ப்ரவக்ஷ்யே. So this verse is found in Kathopanishad in almost the same form, except one or two words. In Kathopanishad it appears as தத்தே பதம் சங்கிரஹேண ப்ரவீமி ஓமித்யே தத், like that. You see, Shri Krishna is saying, Pravakshye. I was discussing a part of this. Tatte padam sangrahena pravakshye. I will unfold to you, pravakshye. I will explain and unfold to you. What is that padam? Te unto you, pravakshye. Padam pravakshye. I will unfold pada. You see, the pada, the word is a very interesting word. You see, Tatav, in 15th chapter, which we recite every day, the word comes, Tatav padam tat parimargitavyam. Tataha, afterwards. Afterwards of what? In the 15th chapter, asanga shastrena dhrithena chitva. That half verb, you know. Tatav padam tat parimargitavyam. Parimarganam is anveshanam. You have to search for that pada. That pada you have to search out. You see, what is pada? Padyate iti padam. So, the Atma, which is Brahman, is called pada. Because that is the ultimate goal of all our efforts in the moksha purushartha. The goal that we are striving to gain is that Brahma, which is Atman. So, that is the pada. Padyate iti padam. Then the pada, the word, has another meaning. Meaning is a word. Pada means a word. So, here you can use slightly different nomenclature. The nomenclature is Abhidhana Abhidheya. This is used by Bhashyakara in Mandukya Upanishad, and he uses it here also. In the Gita Bhashya also, he says Abhidhanam Karoti Bhagavan. You see, Abhidhana is the designation, the name. Abhidheya, the designated, the named. So when you say, Pada means Brahman, the Atma, or the Atman which is the Brahman, there Pada is the Abhidheya, the goal that we have to reach, and the goal which is pointed out by the word Om. That is the discussion. Om is the Pada. And so, now, you see, what you have to see is the word pada means the goal and also means the means. It means both, because the goal is Atman the Brahman, and the means of reaching that goal is the word Om. So, now you can look at Om in two ways. One, it is a word, pada, which helps us to reach the goal, which is the Atman, that is the Brahman. That is one meaning. In which case, the Om is the Abhidhana. Now, you can look at it in a second, slightly different way. Om is the goal. It is not the means for the goal. It is the goal. And the goal, which is the Atman, that is Brahman. Padyate iti padam. So, it is Abhidheya. So, this way, what we do is, we talk of the designation and the designated. Designation is Omkara, the designated is the Atman, which is Brahman. We maintain a distance like that, a difference like that, and at the same time we say the designation cannot be different from the designated. They are one and the same. And therefore, Om is the Brahman. Okay? So now, Om is presented in two ways. Om is the means to reach the Brahman, and Om is the Brahman. So, this is how it is understood. When you say Om, the sound is the Brahman, that is called Saguna Brahma. And when you say, as you chant the Om, along with the A, U, Makara, as the chant progresses, these sthola, sukshma, karana, shariras, they successively resolve, and even as the Om sound merges into the silence, the akara, the sthola, sukshma, karana, they merge into the Brahman, and you abide in the Brahman. This way, Om becomes the means to reach the Brahman, and that Brahman is Nirguna Brahman. You got the point? This is how it is understood. So, tatte padam sangrahena pravakshye. That pada, that designation, or that designated, because designation and designated are one and the same, they are not different, depending upon the context, depending upon how you look at it. So that I am going to explain to you in a brief manner. Tatte padam sangrahena pravakshye. Now, that pada is described. So, the description of the pada, you have to look at it again in two ways. In one sense, pada means the goal. And so in that way you have to look at the description. In another sense, pada means the word Om, which takes you to the goal. That way also you have to look at the description. Yadaksharam Vedavido Vadanti. So, that pada, the goal. The Atman, which is Brahman, that is the goal. And that goal is Akshara. You should not say syllable now, you know. When you say that goal is Akshara, you should not say that goal is syllable. Goal is not syllable. So now the meaning is that goal is immutable, avinashi. It is not time bound. Naksharati ityaksharam. So, yaya tad aksharam adhigamyate. Like that is what Mundaka Upanishad says, by which wisdom, by which knowledge, you gain that Atma, which is immutable, avinashi, changeless, that is the aksharam. And that akshara is being described by Vedavidaha. Vedavit means Veda Tatparyavit ityarthaha. So here Vedavidaha, Shankara, Vedarthajnaha. So, the people who have studied Veda, understood its meaning, and also imbibed the wisdom, the teaching, these people are called Vedavidaha. So these Vedavidaha, like Yajnavalkya in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, and Yamadharma Raja in Kathopanishad, these are the Vedavidaha. So these Vedavidaha, these jnanis, they are talking about that akshara, that avinashi atmatattvam. The Atman, which is Brahman, is timeless and immutable. They talk about that. That way you can say one meaning. In which meaning the word Akshara is the Vastu, Pada. Now, we can look at Pada also as the sound Om. Okay, now you look at it this way. All scholars of Veda, they describe one syllable as the source of everything. Aksharam, syllable now. Syllable in the sense, one sound. It can be further subdivided, but essentially it is one sound, akshara. Now, I am explaining it as the means, omkara, the syllable. Akshara means the syllable. Like the pada, the word has that kind of a meaning, two meanings. It means the omkara, the word, and also it means the goal, Brahman, that you reach by practicing Omkara. Similarly, the word Akshara is exactly the same. Akshara is the syllable Omkara, and also Akshara is the goal, Avinashi Brahman, which is the Atman. And Vedavetas, they talk about both. They talk about Omkara. In fact, volumes have been written on Omkara. Just Omkara is the topic for a number of books. You see, all Vedas and all Vedanta are contained in the sound Om. In India, the Hindu dharma is a horizontal dharma. It is not a vertical dharma. It is horizontal, like our Hinduism is like the lawn, you know. In the lawn, the growth is horizontal. It is not vertical. So everybody propagates Hinduism in his own way, in a small way. It has that kind of a special character. And therefore, because of that reason, being horizontal, you will find many sects in India. Many sects and cults, all kinds of things. In a sect or a cult, there are some issues, some personality worship, etc. will be there. But other than that, a sect or a cult has its own glory in the sense that this is how, through these sects and cults, Hinduism is kept alive. It is a horizontal dharma. It is not that one thing is settled in a meeting and now all Hindus have to follow this. There is nothing like that. So all these sects, the number is, you cannot count, countless sects. But they all have one thing common, that is, they pay heartfelt homage to Omkara, every one of them. Whether Visishtadvaita, or Advaita, Advaita, all kinds of possibilities are there. Shuddhadvaita. You name a thing, there is a sect there, like that. And all these people, and they worship different forms of God, multiple forms. They don't worship the single thing. Multiple forms they worship. And yet, all of them universally pay homage to this single syllable Omkara. That is how Yadaksharam Vedavido Vadanti. So all the Vedas are distilled to give three Vyahrutis. Bhur Bhuvasuvaritiva Etas Tisro Vyahrutayaha. These are the three Vyahrutis. This Vyahruti is a sacred utterance. So Ishvara uttered these syllables, these words, and each word corresponds to a loka. Bhuriti Vyaharat Sabhuvamasrujata. He said Bhu and then created the Bhuloka. Bhuvaha, he said and created Bhuvarloka, the Antariksha. Suvaha, he said and created the Swarloka, Swargaloka, heavens, upper heavens. So this way, three Vyahrutis, three utterances, they contain the entire universe in them. Bhuh, Bhuvaha, Suvaha. These three Vyahrutis are further distilled. And then came Om. This is how it is described. Therefore, Veda Vidaha, the scholars of Veda, they pay their homage to Omkara in many, many, many ways. And so, you know, in Taittiriya also, Omiti Dagum Sarvam, Om is all this universe. So, like that, everywhere the Omkara is there. In this Omkara, it finds an echo in other cultures also. For example, the Hebrews, Christians, they use the Omkara in a slightly different form as Amen. Amen, they say. At the end of the prayer, Amen. Like in Vedic prayers, we begin the prayer with Om and end it with Om. So similarly, in the other cultures, they say a similar thing. Amen has come from Om only. A slightly different form. And in Mohammedans also say with Ameen, they say Ameen. That is also derived from Omkara. The omega of the Greeks is omega is omkara only. So like this, this om is a universal sound. And so that omkara, it stands for the Atman, which is the Brahman. Yadaksharam vedavido vadanti. Vishantiyat yatayaha vitaragaha. Again, this is the second description of the word pada, you know. Pada. What is pada? I told you. Pada is the goal, which is the Atma. And also pada is the means, which is Omkara. Both ways you have to explain. And it is explained both ways again. So, yet, which pada, vitaragaha yatayaha vishanti. Vishanti means they enter. They enter and they abide into that pada. What is that pada? Atma. So, these yatayaha, yatis. Yati means, generally, it may be understood as a sannyasi. True, that kind of a meaning you can take. But if you look at its etymology, then yatanashilaha, Shankara, yatayaha, yatanashilaha, sannyasinaha. He has taken both. You see, a person who has renounced the worldly things and who puts in effort in the direction of realization of the self, he is called Yeti. Veta Ragaha, this is the problem, you know. We want Atma straight away. It has to be given to us on a platter. And we think that this Atma or Atma Jnanam, it will be very nice to have along with so many other things, you know. This is the problem. So, but that doesn't work like that. It is like saying, this commercial, I have seen this commercial. The commercial says, are you struggling to do exercise every day? You need not bother anymore. You need not to daily exercise. Are you struggling to avoid all these wonderful dishes? And then he shows dishes 1, 2, 3, all those dishes he will show, buffet. And those dishes will have a very oily, dripping sugar and oil, all varieties of dishes. Are you advised by the doctors to avoid all these dishes and you find it very hard to avoid all these dishes? 1, 2, 3, 4, like the 10 dishes. Yes. You need not bother anymore from now on two counts. Number one, you need not bother about doing exercise. So the person will be sitting in a sofa and watching something. And then you need not avoid all these dishes. The person will have all these items and eating. Yet you will lose weight by taking this pill. That is the commercial. Can you believe it? This is the commercial. And he spends 1 minute or 1.5 minutes of this commercial TV time. He purchases the time. So there is a tablet, there is a small bottle, 100 tablets. Just take one tablet each day. You can eat anything you like. Any amount, you need not do any exercise, you will lose weight. Like that. How does it sound? Does it sound truthful? You see, I have a feeling that he is spending all that money on this commercial because he is sure that he will get back all his money and he will get back more and people will fall for it. That is how the world is. Similarly, you need not have viveka, you need not have vairagya. Why all those difficult things? Moksha you can straight away have. So, what is that? So, if you want to lose weight, there is only one way. That is, you put in less and expend more. That is the only way to lose weight. Put in less, consume less calories in a day and expend more calories. Consume 1500 calories and expend 2000 calories. Do this day after day for 1 month. Then you will lose 5 pounds. That is how it is. Similarly, one has to decide whether we want the world or we want Atma. One has to make a choice. Yame vaisha vrunute tena labhyaha. One has to make a choice. శ్రేయశ్చ ప్రేయశ్చ మనుష్యమేతః తౌ సంపరీత్య వివినక్తి ధీరః కఠోపనిషత్. సో శ్రేయస్ ఆత్మజ్ఞానాన్ మోక్ష, ప్రేయస్ ధర్మార్థకామ, దీస్ టూ దే కమ్ అండ్ ప్రజెంట్ దెమ్సెల్వ్స్ బిఫోర్ ద సీకర్. అండ్ నౌ యూ హ్యావ్ టు డిస్టింగ్విష్ బిట్వీన్ ది టూ అండ్ డిసైడ్ విచ్ వన్ యూ వాంట్. ఇట్ ఈజ్ లైక్ దాట్. సో దిస్ పద విచ్ ఇస్ ది ఆత్మ దే ఎంటర్. హూ ఆర్ దే? యతయః, యతనశీలాః సన్యాసినః, మీన్స్ దోజ్ హూ హ్యావ్ ద స్పిరిట్ ఆఫ్ రెనౌన్సియేషన్ ఇన్ దేర్ హార్ట్, సన్యాసినః, అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ ది క్వాలిఫికేషన్. అండ్ హ్యావింగ్ ఎక్వైర్డ్ దట్ స్పిరిట్ ఆఫ్ రెనౌన్సియేషన్, నౌ దే వర్క్ ఆన్ దట్ లైన్స్, ఆన్ దోస్ లైన్స్ దే పర్ష్యూ ద పాత్ లైక్ మెడిటేషన్ ఎట్సెట్రా, శ్రవణ మనన నిధిధ్యాసన, దే పర్ష్యూ ది పాత్ విత్ ఇంటెన్స్ ఎంథూజియాజం. యతయః సన్యాసినః, సో దే ఓన్లీ విల్ రీచ్ ది గోల్. యు సీ వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్ ఈజ్ ఆత్మ ఈజ్ జస్ట్ సిట్టింగ్ హియర్, ఇట్ ఈజ్ రిఫ్లెక్టింగ్, అండ్ దట్ ఈజ్ యువర్ ట్రూ నేచర్. అండ్ అన్ఫార్చునేట్లీ ఇట్ ఈజ్ వెయిల్డ్ బై ఇగ్నరెన్స్. నౌ దిస్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ వేర్ డస్ ఇట్ బిలాంగ్? దెర్ ఈజ్ అన్ ఎలాబొరేట్ డిస్కషన్ అబౌట్ ఇట్ ఇన్ క్షేత్రజ్ఞ భాష్య. దిస్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ అవిద్య, డస్ ఇట్ బిలాంగ్ టు క్షేత్రజ్ఞ ఆర్ ది ఆత్మ ఆర్ డస్ ఇట్ బిలాంగ్ ఎల్స్వేర్? సపోజ్ ఇట్ బిలాంగ్స్ టు ఆత్మ, దెన్ ఆత్మ కెనాట్ బి బ్రహ్మన్, ఆత్మ హ్యాస్ టు బికమ్ సంసారీ ఓన్లీ, బికాస్ దట్ ఈజ్ వాట్ సంసారీ ఈజ్. వన్ హూ హ్యాజ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ ఈజ్ సంసారీ. అండ్ ఇఫ్ ఆత్మ హ్యాస్ దిస్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ ఇన్ ఇట్ దెన్ ఆత్మ ఈజ్ ది సంసారీ. నో నో, ఇట్ డజన్ బిలాంగ్ టు ఆత్మ. ఆత్మ ఈజ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఓన్లీ, దెన్ వేర్ డస్ ఇట్ బిలాంగ్? ఇఫ్ ఆత్మ ఈజ్ నాట్ ది లోకస్ ఆఫ్ అజ్ఞాన, దెన్ వేర్ ఈజ్ దిస్ అజ్ఞాన? యూ హ్యావ్ టు సే ఇట్ బిలాంగ్, ఇట్ ఈస్ ది మైండ్. ఓకే, సో దేర్ ఆర్ టూ వేస్ ఆఫ్ సేయింగ్ ఇట్. వన్, మైండ్ ఈజ్ ఇగ్నరెంట్, దట్ ఈజ్ వన్ వే. సో మైండ్ ఈజ్ ఇగ్నరెంట్. అనదర్ వే ఈజ్ మైండ్ ఈజ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్, దట్ ఈజ్ అనదర్ వే ఆఫ్ సేయింగ్ ఇట్. సో బికాస్ సపోజ్ వాట్ ఈజ్ మైండ్? మైండ్ ఈజ్ ఎ థాట్, దట్ ఈజ్ వాట్ మైండ్ ఈజ్. నౌ లెట్ అస్ సే దేర్ ఈజ్ ఫ్లవర్ థాట్ ఇన్ ది మైండ్. నౌ వెన్ ది ఫ్లవర్ థాట్ ఈజ్ దేర్, ఇన్ విచ్ వే ఇట్ ఈస్ దేర్? సో హీర్ ఈస్ ది ఫ్లవర్, ఐ ఎమ్ ది వన్ హూ సీస్ ది ఫ్లవర్, ఐ ఎమ్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ ది ఫ్లవర్, ది ఫ్లవర్ ఈజ్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ మీ, అండ్ ఫ్లవర్ ఈజ్ అన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది వరల్డ్, వన్ ఆఫ్ ది మెనీ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ ది వరల్డ్, అండ్ ఐ లైక్ దట్ పర్టికులర్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్. ఈజ్ దిస్ ది వే యు ఆర్ లుకింగ్ ఎట్ ది ఫ్లవర్ థాట్? ఈజ్ దట్ హౌ ఫ్లవర్ థాట్ ఈజ్ ఫంక్షనింగ్? ఇఫ్ దట్ ఈజ్ ది వే ఫ్లవర్ థాట్ ఈజ్ హ్యాపెనింగ్, దెన్ దట్ ఫ్లవర్ థాట్ బైండ్స్ అస్, దట్ ఈస్ ది ఇగ్నరెన్స్. సో యు సీ వీతరాగాహ, ఐఎమ్ స్ట్రగ్లింగ్ టు ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ ది వర్డ్ వీతరాగాహ. ది రాగా ఈజ్ టు బి నిగేటెడ్. సో శంకరాసెస్ విగత రాగ ఏభ్య తే వీతరాగాహ. దీస్ పీపుల్ దీస్ మహాత్మాస్ ఫ్రమ్ హూమ్ దిస్ రాగా, రాగా ఈజ్ అటాచ్మెంట్, హ్యాజ్ గాన్ అవే. యు సీ ది రాగా హ్యాస్ కమ్ అండ్ ది మహాత్మా ఈజ్ స్ట్రగ్లింగ్ టు ఓవర్కమ్ ది రాగా అండ్ హీ ఓవర్కమ్స్ ది రాగా. ఈజ్ ఇట్ దట్ వే? ఆర్ ది రాగా హ్యాస్ కమ్ అండ్ ది మహాత్మా డజంట్ పే ఎనీ అటెన్షన్ టు ఇట్, హీ డజంట్ ఎంబ్రేస్ ఇట్, హీ డజంట్ ఐడెంటిఫై విత్ ఇట్, దేర్ ఫోర్ దిస్ పూర్ రాగా ఇట్ డజంట్ ఫైండ్, ఇట్ బికమ్స్ అనాథ, యునో, ఇట్ బికమ్స్ ఎన్ ఆర్ఫన్, బికాస్ దిస్ మహాత్మా డజంట్ ఐడెంటిఫై విత్ ఇట్, ఇట్ హ్యాస్ బికమ్ ఎన్ ఆర్ఫన్ అండ్ వాక్డ్ అవే. So that is the meaning of the word vitaragaha. To begin with, the attachment will be there and we have to make an effort to overcome it. That is how it begins. But eventually, the attachment drops off. It won't hold on to you. You see, I tell you, suppose some sadness happens in the mind. The mind becomes sad. And now, if you identify with it, saying that, my sadness, me sadness, it is me who is really sad for this reason. Reason is also real, sadness is also real, I am the one who is sad. This is how the identification happens. When there is the identification, then this sadness, that state of mind, it acquires a peculiar momentum and energy. It has a very powerful, peculiar energy it has got now, and it torments us. It becomes a persecutor sitting inside. That is how we become sad, by identification with these states of mind. Suppose the sadness happens, but you do not identify with it. You just hold it in the knowing. You know it, because everything you know. So I know it, and I hold it in my knowing. I am not saying knowledge. Knowledge, it is not knowledge, Jarani say. What is knowledge in it? Yeah, I know I am sad, that's all. It is not knowledge, you know. It is knowing. You can say knowledge also. So I hold it in my knowing. This event happened. And so I hold it in my knowing. I am not identifying with it. I am not in a big hurry to say, this is something which happened to me. I am not saying that. I just stay like that. I hold it in my knowing. This person said this to me. Okay. I hold it in my knowing. I don't do anything more than that. I don't say, I am hurt by this person's behavior. He has insulted me. He is always like this. Last time also he insulted me. I am not saying any of those things. I am saying just, I hold it in my knowing. I know it. I am not a dumb guy. I know it. But I hold it in my knowing. That's it. I am not identifying. Now what happens is, you get a smile. Really? You get a smile. You don't feel anything. You get a smile. Oh, he is still like that only. Like that you smile. You are not hurt anymore. Because the capacity to hurt us, hurt me, is derived from myself. And when I withdraw that power, in terms of identification, it acquires power. And I don't give that power to it. I withdraw it. Now it is powerless. And it cannot do anything to me. It stays there for a while. And vetaragaha, it drops off. So, this is how the attachment to the worldly things has to be negated, because the thing that we are attached to, it binds us, it holds us back. In fact, the word raga, we say attachment. You can use a lighter word and still mean the same thing, namely, it is not only attachment that you should overcome. Suppose a lighter word, say, like, a simple like. Should we have it? No, you better don't have it. Just don't have it. Because what you like will hold you back, number one. Number two, when you like something, the opposite also will happen. So you will end up disliking something else. Already, you are in the grip of the opposites. That is second. Therefore, attachment, like, then there is another word. One Mahatma used to use this word. The word is interest. He used to say, don't show interest in anything. Don't have interest in anything. Does it sound a bit crazy? Maybe, I don't know. But think about it. Don't have interest in anything. You go through the things without projecting any interest in anything. Because you show interest in something, then that something holds you back. It is samsara. That is how samsara grows upon us. No interest on anything. Like Padmapatram Ivambhasa. No interest on anything. So, suppose you see this building. How is it? Okay. Are you interested in looking it further? No interest. What is there to look at it? No interest. Then where is your interest? Anything that is seen, no interest. Then what happened? You see, we are psychologically dependent people. You see, we depend upon the outward things for that inner comfort. So, the vetaragaha, very big thing it is. And a very important thing, if you neglect it, then this yadaksharam veda vidho vishanti, it remains at a distance only. You see, vetara, the akshara you have to enter into that paramatma, you have to enter. How will you enter? when you are attracted, you are attracted towards the outer, how are you going to enter into the Paramatma? You cannot. So you see, what is my situation? One has to examine it, and then one has to grow properly in the right direction. What is my situation? My situation is, for my inner comfort or inner sense of well-being, I depend upon many outward objects. True or not? Tell me, true or not? True. Okay. For my inner sense of well-being, I depend upon many relationships. True or not? True. This is called raga. So that means we are not talking of physical dependence. Physical dependence is not an issue. Many times I said this, because people should not come out with the idea, so from now on we should stop lunch or what. So that kind of a funny idea you should not get. I am not saying that. We are all dependent physically upon the kitchen, and we are just waiting for another 2 hours to elapse. Somehow we have to push 2 more hours so that we can attack the kitchen, go and invade the kitchen. So that is not the point. Physically we are dependent upon food and clothing and a few other things. That is not the point. I am talking of psychological dependence on objects, on people. You see, these people think we give many funny and very, very nice looking names and all that. Forget about all those names. It is all sentimentality, to be very frank about it. Keep the names away. But what I am talking is, for my inner, you see, whole life, we are struggling. Is it not true? Whole life. Here is a person who is already middle-aged, and then he is old. There is no joy in his face. When the sun is rising in the east, he looks at it and he is not impressed. He is sad. He is insecure. And you touch him, he will tell all stories of suffering and distress that he has faced in his life. There are lines of worry and care on his face. Why so? At the end of the life, why the person is like that? Why he finds it so difficult to joyously smile? What is his problem? This is how most of us are. This is how I am. Why most of us, all of us are? Why? What could be the reason for it? We have lived a long life, you know. By now we must have come to a stage of maturity where we can smile and happily get relaxed. We should be able to relax in spite of advanced age. The body may have its problems, but I am a free person. We should be able to do that. Why did that happen? Because the life is one long struggle. It started as a struggle in young age, fair enough, but then it moved into middle age, more struggle. Struggle for what? Struggle for more money, more pleasures, more bhogas, and name, fame, position. Worldly things, they have become extraordinarily significant for us in our lives. And therefore, it is a struggle after struggle after struggle, continuous struggle. Then children, daughters, sons, their marriage, their welfare, this, that, further struggles and struggles and struggle and struggle. And still he is struggling. And there is so much pain, violence, emotional violence in it. And there is accumulation of sadness. Life is coming to an end soon, but this life's struggle is not going to end. Now he knows that he is going to die in another 1 hour, but the struggle is still there. 1 hour is not enough to settle this struggle. That is the situation. Why so? Because of our attachment to the things of the world. Why the attachment? Because we never examined it. In fact, we are afraid of examining it. We don't like to examine it. It is like a Pandora's box, I tell you. You open it, it is very uncomfortable. So we just cover it up, conveniently cover it up, sugarcoat it. and move forward. Aham Brahmasmi, Tatvamasi, this and that. No. How can you be the Brahma? When we are such a psychologically dependent, incomplete, unfulfilled, struggling, mentally violent people, such a person, can he be Brahma or what? How he will be Brahma? He cannot be Brahma. He can be only what I described now. How can he be Brahma? What Brahma? So, this one has to examine. So one has to look within. Why so? Suppose all the objects to which I am attached are removed from me, then what will happen to me? I will be alone, I will be lonely, and vacant inside, poor, and very inadequate inside. So I will become very insecure also. Fear. What will happen to me without all these objects? What will happen to me? Fear. That inner poverty. Then relationships. Suppose all these people whom I love so much, for whose sake I lived a long life, I did a job for theirs. This is how we believe. That is not the truth in any case, but this is how we believe. For the sake of wife and children, I have given my entire life. If suppose they walk away, so what will happen to me? I will be left in the lurch. And what will happen to me? Where will I get my food? Suppose I become sick, who will give me medicine? Who will help me to go to bathroom? So, fear. All these people, without them, I cannot live happily. My peaceful existence, my comfortable existence is dependent upon them. This is how we are very poor, very inadequate, very unfulfilled, very insecure within ourselves. And thus we depend totally, entirely upon the outside situations, things and people. This is how we live. Now I have described a negative situation to examine it in a proper light. Now what we should do is, you see, I am depending upon the things. So start procuring the things. That will never solve that problem of psychological dependence upon the things. It will never solve. Then how it will solve? Stop procuring. Aparigraha. No more procurement. No more consumerism. No more bhogas. Aparigraha. Leave them alone. And stay with, then if I stop procuring and accumulating, then what will happen to me? You try. What will happen? You see what will happen. Stay. I am alone, lonely. Yeah, stay with your loneliness. I am incomplete, inadequate within. Stay with your incompleteness and inadequateness. Don't run away with it. When we go to Walmart or some other shop, we are running away from ourselves. We are running away from our own inner poverty. We are trying to fill the inner vacancy or inner inadequacy with the world, with the things of the outside world. That is what we are doing. Suppose you see a shirt and say, this shirt, I love this shirt, if you say, you are trying to fill your inner poverty with an object called shirt, you will never be able to fulfill that goal in life. Therefore, shut off the whole world. Stop procuring anything. Aparigraha. Enough is enough. No more procurement. No more accumulation. No more psychological dependence upon the objects of the world. And then I will not run away from this inner poverty, inner loneliness. I will not run away. I will stay with it. Then relationships. Let all the relationships go their way. I don't care. Sannyasi. Sannyasina, he is saying sannyasina, you know. Spiritual sannyasa I am talking about. Be like Vibhishana. When the brother is coming in the path of spirituality, relinquish the brother. Be like Prahlada. When father is coming in the path of spirituality, relinquish the father. Be like that. So many other examples you can give. So then what will happen to me? I'll be lonely. There is nobody to say, dad, or this, or that. Nobody to smile at me. Nobody to feed me. Nobody to help me. In the moments of need, What will happen to me? What will happen? I am insecure. Okay, stay with your insecurity. Don't use the relationships as a means of escape from the insecurity. Don't run away from that insecurity. Don't run away from the fear. We are experts in escaping. We always escape from the inner inadequacy. We never try to understand it. We never explore it. We never investigate it. Stay with yourself. Examine it. And keep all the things of the world aside and examine your inner poverty. Vitaraga. Examine it. Be patient. Pursue it. Search within. Look within. Then there is a tremendous inner transmutation. You will discover that your fullness you will discover. Now you will discover. For your inner fullness, you do not depend upon anything of the world. They are there or they are not there. Makes no difference whatsoever. For your inner security, inner happiness, you do not depend upon the relationships. The relationships are there, bless them. They are not there, bless them. They are free to move their way. I am purna inside. This is the path. Yatayo vetaraga. That is the way you have to do. Run after the things and continue to feed on the relationships and all that and hope for something will happen, nothing will happen. So, this is how vishanti they enter. You have to pravishanti. You have to enter into your swarupa. This is how you have to enter. While Shankara says in one place, you are walking in the westerly direction, western direction, you will not reach the goal which is in the east. You will be moving in every step away from the goal. We should not do that. So our goal is Atma, which is the reality of the individual. What is the individual? Inadequate, incomplete, limited. Okay, this limited individual, instead of running out into the world to fulfill his limitations, he has to stop running out into the world and abide in himself. Then he will discover that he was not lonely at all. He was not limited after all. He will discover. Vishanti. He will enter. Vitaraga. That's why Vitaraga is very important. Keeping all the bhogas in life and pursuing the bhogas, obsessed with the bodily welfare and obsessed with the bodily comforts, and at the same time, I will get atmajnanam and all that. There is no such thing. It is all self-deception, nothing more than that. So, like that, asanga shastrena drudhena chitva na rupamasyeha tathopalabhyate nanto na chadir na chasam pratishtha ashvatthamenam suvirudhamolam. The samsara means the things, the situations and the relationships. That is the samsara. The samsara is called ashvattha because we are not sure it will be there tomorrow or not. Shvaha sthasyati iti vaktum na shakyate iti ashvattha. Tomorrow it will be there intact. You cannot say that. They are saying 2012 the production of petrol will reach a plateau and it will not increase any further. Then what will you do? 2012, what will you do? No guarantee. Svaha sthasyati. Tomorrow it will be there intact. You cannot tell. Relationships, etc., they look very attractive and cozy. There is nothing attractiveness or coziness in it. They decay and disappear. So, therefore, that is samsara. You see, the samsara disappears while we are after it. It gives terrific dukkha, sadness, calamity, it becomes. Whereas, while they are still there in their place, you relinquish them. You will not know what is sadness. You see, separation is inevitable. Sanyoga viprayoga antaha. All coming together ends in separation. People come together, they get separated. objects and people, people come together with objects, they get separated. That is the rule. The rule or the law of the nature. Sanyoga viprayoga antaha. When we are pursuing them, they get separated. That leads to inner unhappiness, sadness. Whereas, while they are still there, we relinquish them. Called vairagya. Vetaragaha, you see. Vetaraga or viraga. One and the same. They are not different. Instead of saying viraga, he said vetaraga. One and the same. Therefore, in vairagya, you relinquish it. Then, you see, suppose the company says, you are retired, you get out. The severance package they give. Then I walk away from the headquarters of the company with a sad face, saying ta-ta to everybody. Very sadly, I walk out. And feeling sad and unhappy and insecure, what will happen to me tomorrow? This and that. Suppose, when they still want you, you say, bye-bye. Then you walk happily, enthusiastically. Samsara is like that. Vetaraga. Okay. Yadichanto brahmacharyam charanti. These mahatmas, these strivers, they are practicing brahmacharya. Charanti means practicing. Brahmacharya. What is this brahmacharya? Shankara. Brahmacharyam gurau charanti. Brahma Vedaha, Vedadhyayanam, they are doing Shravana Manana, etc. So they are doing. For what? Ichchantaha, they are aspiring for something. What is that? Pada. They are aspiring for this pada. What is the pada? The Atma, which is Brahman. And then they are aspiring for the Omkara. So, how they are aspiring? You see, you have to aspire for Om. You have to befriend Omkara and stay with it, chant it, recite it, meditate upon it. That is how you do brahmacharya. Because Omkara is, Bhagavan is going to tell, ekaksharam brahma. It is the brahma. So, you just live with it. Brahmacharyam charanti. You see, Mahatmas, when they say Om, that Om is called Pranava. Because Prakrushtam Navam, it is ever, ever fresh. There is nothing stale or oldness about it. It is ever fresh. This freshness is very important. We should learn to live in the freshness of the present. That too, which kind of present? A present heavily colored by the past and the future, imagination of the future. So that kind of a present is not a present at all. It is just there, not worthy enough. Whereas the present, which is not colored or sandwiched by the past and future, that means it is not the psychological present. It is the present, which is the truth, which is the reality. Because present alone is the truth. Past and future are psychological. They have no reality in actual terms. Therefore, that kind of a freshness, that means what I do is, I just drop all the past. And I drop all imagination, all concern about the future. Just drop it. Download it. So don't go on uploading more and more. Just download it. Enough uploading. Only downloading you have to do. Download all the past. Download is the right word? Yeah. So, just download. Download into where? What? Download it into waste basket. You need not download into some other corner of the heart. Just the waste basket. So it will ask, do you want me to really get out? Yes, you get out. Yes, throw it out, that's all. So download all the past. This file called past should not come back again. It is rejected and thrown out. And download all the future concerns and anticipations. Don't anticipate anything. Don't anticipate anything. Just let things happen. Let things come as they come and go as they go. You remain as a witness. Don't anticipate. Anticipation is future. As you anticipate, you get worried. So just abide in the pure present. And then watch the that presence is always fresh. And now you chant Om. Om. And see how is that Om. You chant first time, then chant second time, and see whether are you chanting it second time, repeating it, or is it ever fresh? You check it. That you have to examine. You have to experiment with yourself. All exploration one has to do. So you explore. Every time, is it fresh or is it a repetition? You check. You will know that it is not a repetition. It is always fresh. Ever, ever fresh. That's why it is called Pranavaha. That is the name. Then, Brahmacharyam charanti. This is the Brahmacharya. How you do? Inhale and exhale. Inhale. Soham. That is how you have to inhale and exhale. That is how means? Soham. So this is Hamsa Gayatri. Hamsa Hamsaya Vidmahe Paramahamsaya Dhimahi. Tanno hamsah prachodayat. What is hamsa? Soham. So inhale. Hum exhale. Soham. You try it a few times. After you go home, try it. Inhale, exhale. Inhale with so and exhale with hum. Soham. In soham, drop the consonants sakara and hakara. What is left is Om. Because consonants are, they are lifeless. It is the vowels which have life. Vowels have life and independent. Whereas consonants are like between the body and life, like consonants and vowels. Body is the flesh and bones. It is the life which makes the flesh and bones into a live body. Similarly, consonants are like flesh and bones, whereas vowels are the life. Therefore, hold on to the life, because this is life, you know. Hold on to the life and forget about the consonants. So leave the consonants. Makara is a vowel-like because of the anunasika, you know. Anunasika it is. Therefore, it is vowel-like. Makara is anunasika is vowel-like. So there is no anunasika, the nasal, for consonants. Ka, 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 ga, gha. There is no nasal for them. Nasal is for makara, the anunasikas, and every vowel has nasal. A, anunasika, ananunasika, bhedena, dvidha. Every vowel, kaumidi. So every vowel is anunasika, ananunasika. Therefore, nasal sound is vowel-like. So keep it. Now, what you get is Om. Therefore, this soham is the prayer within the breath. Within the breath it is the prayer. That means, even while you are breathing, it is prayer. You are not doing anything more than that. The mind is not chanting anything now. It is not a mental chant. It is obviously not a verbal chant because you are not saying soham. It is the breath which is the chant. This is called ajapa japa. A japa which is not a japa. So soham, that soham, it merges in you. That is the omkara. And by practicing that omkara, you are practicing brahmacharya. I have explained the word brahmacharya with reference to the sound om, because it is all about omkara. This verse, the next verse, it is all about om. In a general sense, more wide meaning for brahmacharya is you do shravana manana nididhyasana. That is the brahmacharya. Why should we do all these things? Yadichyantaha. You aspire for the moksha by self-knowledge. That's why you do all these things. Yadichyanto brahmacharyam charanti tat padam. That pada, which is atma, and also which is the means for gaining the atma, that is omkara, for you, I am teaching sangrahena, in brief. So, this is how Omkara has to be understood. So Shankara here, he has explained a few things here. Parasya brahmanaha vachaka rupena pratimavat pratika rupena cha. So like that in both ways he talks of Omkara. So it is the designation and also it is a symbol like that. You see, I tell you, suppose you hear the word a good dish, let us select a good dish which brings water to your mouth. What could be that kind of a dish? Please tell me one dish. Laddu, okay. I feel like saying laddu, but I don't know how many people can understand it. So anyway, he recommended laddu. So I say laddu. The moment I say laddu, there is water in my mouth. That sound has got some connection, unbreakable connection. Whenever you hear this sound laddu, the mind immediately gets connected to it. And through the mind and sense organs are one and the same. Yes, for some analysis purpose we separate them, but it is the mind which tastes through the taste buds. It is the mind which sees through the eyes. It is like that. Therefore, once the mind gets that idea, mind becomes that thing, you know. Mind knows the thing by becoming the thing. That is how the mind knows. So it becomes laddu-like, and then it knows laddu. That is how mind knows. Therefore, you hear the sound laddu, the mind becomes laddu-like. And then immediately the taste buds respond, and there is water in the mouth. This is called vachaka, designation. Similarly, the moment you say, Om, you merge in that silence. It is like that. That way only you have to say. Suppose you say in a way that nothing happens, then that is not the example. The example is, by the time you say, Om, you merge in it. That is the example. That is vachaka. That means, the moment you say, Om, it is the ego which takes the body into control and keeps the body in a particular posture and then operates the vocal cords and makes the sound Om. Up to that it is ego. And up to that it is mind. Ego means mind only. But once the sound is progressing, the ego is resolving already. It is resolving. The body, mind, everything is resolving. And finally, you merge into the silence. That is how Omkara is a direct anchor through which you can reach the goal. That is how Shruti has described it. Etad alambanam shreshtam. Etad alambanam param. Etad alambanam jnatva yo yadichyati tasya tat. So that is the Omkara. And then when you chant it properly and merge into the silence, that silence is the pada. So that means no mind is meditation. No mind. So nakinchidapi chintayet. Atmasamstham manakritva nakinchidapi chintayet. Shri Krishna in Gita. There is a Gaudapada Karika also corresponding to that. Samapraptam na chalayet. Once the mind merges in the sama, sama is Brahma, the silence, once it merges in the sama, na chalayet, drop all mental effort, don't start any further mental effort, and just merge in that state of thoughtlessness. And that is how you have to appreciate that pada. You have to know the pada by being the pada. But how to be the pada? You enter the pada, then you be the pada. Vishanti. How to enter the pada? Take the akshara, Om, and enter the pada. And be there. Then things will happen. How they happen, you know? you gain the insight, you gain the wisdom that you are not the body-mind identified person. You are that inner being. That is what you are. So now your identity is defined by that inner being. That inner silence defines your identity. Your identity is no more defined by the petty mind with all its attachments and all that. That mind with a history, with the anticipation of the future, with its attachments and this and that kind of a mind, that won't define your identity anymore. That is the ajnana and that is the bondage. So now your identity will be defined by that inner being. You are a liberated soul. So hold on to Omkara. That is the message. That is the verse. Those of you who feel Omkara is too much for us at this point of time, add some saguna to that. Add Namah Shivaya to that. And chant Om Namah Shivaya. So you have retained the Om and made it saguna enough to pursue it even while living a worldly life. That is how one has to understand. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Krishna Arpanamastu.